Good evening, everybody. We are on Thursday night. We are broadcasting again. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank Hashem for allowing us to keep this shiurim going. I want to thank everybody for coming here and watching the class. We're learning. We're going to do the request from the Ari HaKadosh, and after this, when it's two halachot from Chupa and Kiddushin from Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, and then we're going to learn from the Zohar Parashat Chukat. We're going to read in Hebrew and then we're going to translate to English. Thank you, everybody. Good luck, enjoy. I hope that you're not going to fail in any word that we're saying by learning this Torah. ריבון העולמים, באדון האדונים, אבא החיים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהים לאותנו, בקידם שאתה חייל שקיברתנו לתורתך ועבודתך ועבודת הקודש שנתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנחנו, מה חיינו, מה סיני, מה אנו חסד גדול כזה, על כי אנחנו פנים תחלונים לפניך, שתמחול תסלח לכל חסדתנו ועבודתנו ועל יהיו עבודנו בבדילים בינינו ובינך, וכן לירצו מלפניך, אדוני אלוהים ולאבותינו, שתכונן את לבנו לראתך ולאבותך ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה. ותפתח לאבנו הראל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כיסא כבודך. קרח ניחוח ותאציל עלינו אור מקום נשמתנו וחום וחינותנו שנתנוצצו נצודו בדרך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גילית דבריך האלה בעולם, בזכותם, בזכות אבותם, בזכות תורתם ותמונתם וקדושתם, ליעמוד לנבן לקשב דברים אלו, ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביטה, נפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני נתן חוכמה פי דעת ותבונה, יהיה לרצון נמרה פי והגיון ליבי, לפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי. We are in a page, רצה 295, חופאים קידושים, רבי עובדיה יוסף, גנלרן תואלחות. חתן, בזמן הזה חייב בקריאת שמה. In our time, the חתן, he have to say קריאת שמה. גם בלילה הראשונה, the same thing in the first night. ואין לפותרו מטעם שתרוד במצווה, and he doesn't need to be examined because he is busy with the mitzvah. והוא הדין שחייב בתפילין ובתפילה, the din that he have to put tefillin and to daven and to pray. תקנו חכמים, חכמים corrected, שהנושא אישה יעשה סעודת בנישואין כדי לשמח את הכלה. חכמים said that a person getting married, he need to make a סעודה, he need to make a big meal, he need to make the wedding for the reason to be משמח his wife, to make his wife happy. ובחור שלא נשא אישה מעולם, and a person that he doesn't married a wife, he never married a wife before, והנושא בתולה שלא נסתעתה בעולם, that he married a virgin that she never been married before, מצווה מנובחר שיעשה סעודה בכל שבעת ימי המשתה. The mitzvah of the מובחר, of the top mitzvah that you're gonna make a meal, a סעודת mitzvah in every one day of the mishte, for every day is the day of his lifetime. If he does it for Sunday, it's for the rest of the Sunday of his lifetime, Monday and Tuesday, כאלה. כדי שיתברכו ברכת חתנים, the day the people gonna make the brachot, gonna bless them, the ברכת חתנים, אחרי ברכת המזון, after the benching, כפי שיבואה להלן, like we already explained before, and we're gonna keep explaining that. מה שיש נוהגים שהחתן והכלה מיד לאחר החופה נוסעים לעיר אחרת למשך כל שבעת ימי המשתה, whatever that the minhag, that the חתן, the bride and the groom, going to another city, and they traveling in the this 7 days of the feast, ומבטלים משמחת החופה ושבע ברכות, that they are exempt themselves from the happiness of the חופה, or from the שבע ברכות, or from the 7 blessing, שבסעודת בהיותם תורדים ממסעה ממקום למקום נדדו הלכו, that they are busy, are traveling from place to place, and instead of to be busy of doing this mitzvah of שמחת חתנים, לא חפצו בברכה ותרחק מהם, that they don't want the blessing, and the blessing gonna go far away from them. וכבר קראו תגר על זה הגאונים האחרונים, the first גאונים complain about it, and they said that שזהו הצעת חטאים, that this is the the etza of the sinner, ואיך ינצלו מאיסור מקריבות לאחר בריאת הראשונה. That's how they're gonna be able to be saved from that they need to separate themselves. ובדרכי הצניעות מהם והלאה, that mean all the rest of the צניעות part from them and on. ונכון להוכיחם ולהודיעם שהחתן והכלה צריכים שימור מן המזיקים, and to tell them that the bride and the groom need to watch themselves from the מזיקים, from all the kind of thing that they come into, could be able to get into this marriage and destroy them. וגם מן היצר הרע, also from the bad influence that they have, their own יצר הרע, their own bad influence. אולי ישמעו וישובו, they may gonna listen and they are not gonna run from place to place to create all this traveling in the 7 days of the feast.
So it's better not to travel 7 days?
Better not to travel, better to stay in one place, in a place that you know, in a place that you're gonna be able to keep your purity and your surrounded, your environment, for to be able to sustain your happiness and your kala happiness and to make birkat chatanim every day. מישהו אלמן ונשא בתולה, whoever he's a widow and he married a betulah virgin, צריך לשמוח אימה שבעת ימים. He needs to do the feast and to make her happy for 7 days. בין לעניין ברכה ובין לעניין עשיית מלאכה. The same thing when we're talking about they need to do the share of brachot, and also for the 7 days he's not allowed to do any work. He need to be there to be mesameach his wife. וחתן בחור שנשא בעולת עצמו, יש להם שבעת ימי המשתה לשמחה ולברכה. That a חתן שנשא בעולת עצמו, that he is taking the weight of him, he need to do the simcha for the 7 days, לשמחה ולברכה. אבל אלמן, but a person that he is a widow, או גרוש, או divorced, שנשא בעולת עצמו, דינו כאלמן שנשא אלמנה. That he, like a law of the person that he is alman and he married a widow. ויש להם יום אחד לברכה, and they have only one day for the bracha, or the שבע ברכות, ושלושה ימים לשמחה, and they have 3 days to be בשמחה. בחור שנשא אלמנה, יש לו שבעה לברכה בכל הדינים. A person that he is married a widow, he have a 7 days שמחה, like with all the rules. מישהו אלמן שנשא אלמנה, a person that is a widow, that he married a widow, והתחילו ביום הראשון לסעוד סעודת המשתה, and they start in the first day and they make the feast, ונמשכה סעודתם בלילה, and this meal continue into the night, מברכים להם שבע ברכות על כל ברכת המזון, they make שבע ברכות on the cup, או ברכת המזון, the wine, אבל אם התחילו בסעודה בלילה שאחר הנישואים, אף שביום לא עשו סעודה כלל, אין מברכים ברכת הברכת חתנים בברכת המזון שספק ברכות להקל. That they are not doing ברכת חתנים, that means if they start, if the wedding was in the daytime and they start the meal in the daytime, they make the שבע ברכות even if they got into the night. But if they are started, the wedding is in the daytime and they start the meal only at night, they are not doing the שבע ברכות even if it's the same night. After that, they are not doing the שבע ברכות. We're going to go now to the Zohar.
So in that scenario, let's say, you know, sundown is, whatever, 7, 8 o'clock at night. They have the chuppah at like 5, right? They have the dancing and everything. Should they try to do the שבע ברכות before sundown, or should they just let the...
We're talking about the widow and the widower. Yeah, they need to include, they need to start the meal before sundown.
But to bench?
To bench, if they start the meal before sundown and it's going into the night, it's no problem. But if they waited and the chuppah was in a certain time and it was no smorgasbord before that and they did not make a motzi and then they got into the night, yeah, it's a problem.
So then they can do the Shabbat brachas at night even though the chuppah was in the daytime if they started the meal in the day and ended in the
night. Right. Right.
Is it 7 additional after the wedding? Or 6? Weddings included in that?
The wedding is included in the seven.
So 6 nights after.
Right, but we're talking about the widow, and the widow, it's only one day.
You only do 1 day.
Yes.
I thought you said also you could do as many Sheva Brachas as you can fit in those 7 days also.
That's correct. But this still 6 days, the 7 days. If you can make morning and noon time and night time, three meals is no problem. People can...
Snacks,
whatever. As long as you have panim chadashot, a new face to be mesamer de kala. By the Sfaradim, it's even, by the Ashkenaz, is very light compared to the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim, they are... The Rabbi Obadiah Yosef said that it's precise that you need to make the Seuda by the house of the Chatan, and if not, it's no Sheva Brachot. By his house.
Yes. Home.
Otherwise, it's no Sheva Brachot. By the Sfaradim.
What's the reason for that?
That the blessing is for the home to build, is not for the. All right, we're going to learn Chukat. We are on a page. Which page you want you choose? The Chatan choose?
Vav. So would you recommend that?
Vav.
Would you recommend that for Ashkenaz also? Or
each person going to do by his minag. I'm going to follow his rabbi and do by his minag. Okay, we are now in the Zohar. We are in a page. 6. Ma'amar para aduma. We are on page 6, verse Yudchet. Daber el bnei Israel vayikhu elecha para aduma. Da'i para leduchtiyota. Aka atya ledaka. Umisabe para demagbila min semula. Uman hu lesmula shor. כדבר אחר, ופני שור משמאל, אדומה, סמוקה, כברדה. כדכתיב, כשושנה בין החוכים, אדומה, גזרת דינה. So we're talking about, we are in פרשת חוקת, וזאת חוקת הפרה, או זאת חוקת התורה. Everybody asking, which one is that? That's the law of the cow, or that's the law of the Torah. Because it starts to say first, this is חוקת התורה, that's the law of the Torah. And we're saying, if this is the law of the Torah, what is the para doing there? What is the cow is to do with all the cow that we are sustaining here, the red heifer? Para zo ba letahara. This cow coming to purify. Letaherat meim, she is coming to purify the unpure, the people that they are have tumat met. We are all today. We are unpure from tumat met, from the impurity of dead. Shehi, that she, the malchut, amekabelet min hasmol, that she is the malchut, she is this universe that she received from the left side. Umi, who is small, who is this, the left side? Who show? This is the bold, what we're talking about, the golden calf. That means the forces of the Ziran Pin, that's the forces in this universe. Ukmo Shamar, Upne Shor Mismol, that we're talking about the chair of Hashem, that we have the face of the ball is in the left side. Aduma Hainu Aduma Kashoshana, that means that she is red, red like a rose. Shikatuv Kashoshana binachim, Kirati binabanod, that they talk in the Shekhinah, she is like the rose between thorns. Aduma perush gzerat din, that means that she is red, that means that it's a lot of judgment there. Ki adinim de kav smol nikraim adom, that the judgment of the left side call red. We are here in Parashat Chukat. Parashat Chukat is very complicated to understand, and if a person tries to understand that, he just understands how much he doesn't understand. That's understanding. King Solomon, he tried. God gave him a wisdom to understand davar mitor davar, things from things, but nevertheless he said, I get it closer as I get, as far this going away from me. The only one that understand the Tchukat Apara, the law of the cow, or the law of the Torah, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. And how come that Moshe Rabbeinu understand and King Solomon couldn't understand that? That Moshe Rabbeinu said something very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu understand that you have law and decree. You have chukim u'mishpatim. The law, the chukim we cannot understand. We know cannot understand. That's the way it is. The mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu claimed that he doesn't understand also. King Solomon and all the rest of us think that we can understand the law. Every law has a common sense. Not to steal, not to kill, not to do. This is a basic laws. That even if we did not have the Torah, we're going to have to follow this law to survive in the society. Otherwise, it's no community, it's no environment around us. For to be able to survive and to be in a place that be able to build such an environment, we need to keep these laws. So what is these laws coming to do with the Torah? So why the Torah tell us if this is a common sense law that we can everybody need to follow? So Moshe Rabbeinu understand that he said, even though that I understand that I don't need to kill and don't steal and don't do this and don't do that, nevertheless a person should not gonna try to understand and to do it because he understand. The person need to do it to say, you know, I don't understand, but if God said not to do it, I'm not going to do it because God says so. Because many things in the universe that we look and we do not understand. The red heifer is only one thing. But anybody can understand why the duck, if they are white or black or brown, they all have white stomach? Nobody can understand that. Why the giraffe have a long neck? Who understand that? Okay, God created them this way, but why? Even though that the giraffe is a kosher animal, we don't know where to shecht it. Every little thing, everything that it's understandable, we still need to hold that we do not understand. And if a person going to learn Torah by saying, Hashem, I do not understand, and even the thing that I understand, that I think that I understand, I still don't understand. Because I'm very limited. I understand that I don't understand. I understand if I create the table, if I created the table never, ever can understand me. Because I made it. And if I made this table, it will never understand the master. The same thing God. God created us. Do we understand the master? We cannot understand God. We cannot understand everything that God put in us. Forget about this is too complicated machine. Take a little phone today that you buy. You're going to the store. You got 6,000 different phones to choose. Every phone have a manual book with so many programs. Even just that you want to use it for a simple thing. The phone always does more that you are ever, never going to be able to use. And the same thing the computer. The option that we have, we need to accept that we do not understand. And when we do not understand, whatever we be able to accomplish, it's going to be only positive and only for our benefits. The same thing in every law and decree in the Torah. Even though that we understand the laws need to be here. We cannot survive without these laws. It's a law of common sense, but nevertheless we need to keep this law because God says so, not because we understand. And if we are taking in every step of the way and every law that we're doing, we're going to try to honor the master instead of to honor me. For example, marriage. People choose somebody to get married to. It will be so many things in marriage that the person wouldn't understand. That the wife and the husband are going to go somewhere, they're going to come back. If you ask the wife where was she and where the husband was, the story that the wife is going to send the husband, they're two opposite stories. So how come these two people are together? The reality is that we are two half a shape. Bachatzotzorot is two half a shape. When you have two half a shape of people, they are two opposite, they come together. And what's beauty about it, if I ask my wife how was the wedding, whatever she's going to tell me, she saw all the part that I miss. And I saw all the part that she missed. And together we'll be able to make one picture. So thank God that we have a spouse, and the spouse is completely opposite of us, And sometimes this opposite of yours does things that you do not understand, or most of the time that you do, they do things that you don't understand, either the husband, either the wife. And to build the trust in whom in Am Yisrael, it means that a person telling to Hashem, Hashem, I don't understand what my wife doing, but I trust her 100% that she does it for the best benefit of the home. And the same thing the wife need to do. She need to say even that she think that the husband does completely opposite from what she's thinking or how she want the life to be. But she need to say to Hashem, you know, I trust my husband. You gave me this husband in 100% that he does everything in his power for to sustain the home.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do you balance to learn for understanding, because it's better to have kavana when you're doing mitzvahs?
Beautiful. So if we want to learn for understanding, we want to learn for one reason of understanding that we're going to be able to teach. If you learn for to be able to teach
or to do,
or to do, that's what you need to learn to understand. So if you do, if you're going to learn to understand, to teach, or to understand, to do, that's a different learning. That means that it's still learning for your obstacle and limitation, but nevertheless you hold it in the highest capacity and highest level. That like you married the wife. How you look at your wife? You need to look at your wife, that she's the daughter of God. And if she's the daughter of God, you need to make her happy. Otherwise, her father going to come and going to be really angry at you.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
So how does that relate to the tree of knowledge? If you're taking the knowledge for giving, then how does that relate to the tree of knowledge?
If you're taking the knowledge for giving, you only can take for to give. You cannot take for taking.
So that was the corruption then?
Our limitation that we are taking for taking. And if a person, all his paper is just to take to give, everything will be perfect. God wants you to give. He wants you to keep giving. He wants you to keep to give to your wife and keep giving her and make her very happy in whatever you do. But if instead of the to give, you are coming and you say, what is in for me? You're basically in trouble already. Alright, so we're going to continue. Tmima, ma'it mima, what does it mean that she is simple? Shoel, katuv, tmima, ma'ot mima meshiv, hu, kmo, shelamadnu, sho tam, v'sho muad. We have in the Mishnah that we learn that we have tor tam, that is a simple ball that he was not caused any damage yet. Or show muad, the ball that we already know that he is a destroyer. That you already know that he did so and so things.
Habitual.
Show tam pirusho din rafe. That means a simple ball, that means that it's the judgment is very soft. Show muad, that means din kashe, that the show, the ball that he is already create a certain damage in the universe. This is what they call a very hard code of judgment. Afkan t'mima pirusho din rafe, that means that also here simple, that means this is a din rafe, that's a judgment of very light judgment, shehu gvura tachtona, that this is the force below. Dehainu amalchut, that means the malchut, zohi t'mima, that means that the malchut, the reality in this universe, it's all simple. Gvura Elyona, that the force from above, the Hainu Gvura de Ziran Pin, that means the forces of the Ziran Pin. Zo hi Yad HaChazaka VeKasha, that means this is a Yad, a strong hand, and a very hard hand. Very hard hand. We're going to explain it now. Tzad HaSmol Nikra Shor, the left hand side called a ball. הנודע שערת החוכמה נמשכת מהשמאל. We're saying that the light of the wisdom come from the left hand side. אמנם רק מלמטה למעלה שהוא אור נקבה. That means that it could be only from below to above, because this is the light of the female. דהיינו המלכות, that means the מלכות. We are talking about that the Malchut the universe, we are living in the time that the universe is belong to the wife. We are in the lady universe, the malchut, that's the female side. And for to be able that the female going to survive in this journey, she need to keep shine back from below to above. She need constantly to project back whatever God give her. וזה נקרא short time, and this is what they call a short time, a simple ball. שהוא דין רפא, that this is a soft judgment. להיותו ממטה למעלה, that means that he projects from below to above, אבל מבחינת אור זכר, but from the light of the male, המאיר מלמעלה למטה, that he shines from above to below, שהוא קו השמאל דזיר אנפין, דהיינו, that means is the left side from the male, from the גבורות, אסור להמשיך, you are not allowed to pull. ועל כן הוא נקרא דין קשה, and that's what they call very hard code of judgment. ונקרא שור מועד, and he been called a shore, a ball that is already been known, that he is very, very destroyer, he's very... How you call that, Mr. Sida? Show muad?
Habitual
ball. כמו שאמר...
Habitual damager.
כמו שאמר, עניינם באורך להעיל, that means that we already spoke about it in another place. Okay, we're going to try to explain that a little bit. We have the male side and we have the female side. The male side is the zir and pin. The female side is the malchut. Whatever we see in the universe, this is only the Malchut. The Malchut is everywhere. That's the kingdom of God. Whatever we look in the universe as a male part is only supposed to be a giver. He need to take for to give. He cannot take unless he give. The purpose of man to take is only for to give. And if he try to pull more than what he give, he create a judgment on himself and he block the light. That means that we're talking about males when he want to take his wisdom. Like we said, if a person want to learn Torah just for his own understanding, he is not going to be able to understand. End of story. Why he cannot take the light? But if a person learn Torah for to do a mitzvah, that's one step of the level. And if you want to learn Torah for to be able to teach other, that's next step of the level. But if you want to learn Torah, just for revealing light in the universe, that's the highest concept. So a person when he's learning, he's learning because he wants to project to the universe. And what is the Malchut? What is the cow? The Malchut, the female side. The female side is only project from below to above. She reflects whatever the husband gives her. That means, when a husband and wife unite together, the husband, he have the light of the Chochmah, he give it to his wife, and the wife project the child into the universe. And this child, is she projects from below to above, that means she given to the universe, and this is what bring a very, very soft judgment into the world, and not harsh judgment like the male can bring, but taken to himself. So all these people that they are willing learning Torah, and they just learn to themselves, they create such a judgment in the universe that it's almost scary, that they have nobody to give to. So they take and they take and they take, they pull from the left-hand side, from the Chochmah of the left side, and they create judgment in the universe, and they create judgment on themselves instead of to do anything else. Yes?
That's also what we learned. Mum is mems, with above, trapped in the middle.
Yep. Mum is the two mem, the end mem and the beginning mem, the end mem is the yam.
And above, and this cow can't have any mum.
Right.
To release the Torah.
The cow need to be projecting the Torah from below to above. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. What he said, we are saying that וזאת התורה אשר שם משה לפני בני ישראל. Also we say וזאת חוקת התורה. What does it mean? This is the law.
זאת חוקת.
זאת חוקת התורה. וזאת חוקת הפרה. So he said, which one is that? So we have וזאת, that we have the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he come before getting into the land of Israel and God tell him that he is not going in, they ask him, okay, he's not going in. Moshe Rabbeinu going and separate three cities in the other side of the Jordan River. And the pasuk after that, they say, וזאת התורה ששם משה לפני בני ישראל. That's the Torah. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu say, God, I want to do more. I want to do more. It's not enough. I wanted to do more. Maybe I'm not the one to going to be able to accomplish and to finish the job, but I want to do more. And he went and he said, grab whatever you can. Do a little bit more from here, a little bit, whatever you can, you should do. You should do to give. That's the reason the Torah comes and says, Patuach tiftach, anek tanik, naton titen. Constantly, give, give, give. Do not hold back. And if you hold back, you create judgment on the universe because God constantly giving you. And if you are not constantly giving, you basically strike yourself. Yes?
So, shore is male, so Muad and Tam, we're only talking about males in the universe?
Right.
Either giving or taking?
But they said, parat mima. Tmima is simple. So they learn from the ball that it could be Shor Muad and Shor Tam. So they say if this is Parat Mima, it's like the ball Tam, that is simple. That the light is the light of the Malchut, that it's only from project from below to above and not from above to below. Because the wife only projects what her husband gives her. Right. So
The purifying cow is only male.
Sorry?
Purifying cow is only male.
I don't understand the question.
Parah and Tamah is only male?
No, it's only female. Parah is a female.
So if we're talking about that...
We're talking about only to project from below to above. Not from above to below. Above to below is judgment. To give, to project out, not to take in. That's a female. That's the Malchut.
So can you just make that gap? So if we're talking about Muad and Tam, we're talking about the male cow, but the Paradumah is female, so I just don't understand the connection.
We have the golden calf. So for to be able to understand, imagine a child make a boo-boo, and the mother come to clean after him. So the cow is the mother, and the golden calf is the child. אשר אין במום, that she doesn't have any blemish, הוא כמו שאמר, קלה יפה, ראיתי ומום אין בה. Like he said, I saw a beautiful color, and she doesn't have any blemish. כי להיותה מהירה בערת החוכמה, because she shine with the light of the wisdom, נקראת יפה. She called very pretty. שכל האומים מרפאים על ידי ערת החוכמה, that all the blemish, all the blemishes in the universe been fixing when the lady get in the light of the Chochmah. That means the light of her husband. Asher lo ala alei amum, that no damage, no blessing, nothing went on her. Al katuv, he say on, it's written, belovav, not all, al. All is like with vav, with it's all with no vav, without the... Hu kmo sheamar, v'ne'um hagever, הוא קם על. מהו הטעם? שהוא משום שהיא שלומי אמוני ישראל, והוא אינו עליה אלא אימה, אשר לא עלה עליה עול, דהיינו שכתוב בתולת ישראל, בתולה ואיש לא ידע. So he's saying that this light that we project from below to above, we're talking about the given a parable here, about the cow, that nothing, no yoke been put on her. It's like, they're talking about the Shlomei Emunei Israel, that the people, they are believers, they are complete in a belief to Hashem. That means that God is not a judgment on us, He is with us. ולא עלה עליה all that nothing, no yoke been come on her. The Ainu Shekatub Betulat Israel, that means they're talking about the Virgin of Israel, that means the Shechina, the Holy Presence of God. Betulah v'ish lo yada, that means that she is a virgin and nobody knew her. That means that everything that the person does in the universe, it needs to be pure. Even when he give, it needs to be pure. That means we have three different kinds of givers. One giver that he give and he make you understand that he is the balabust and you are the receiver. He is the giver and you are the receiver. The other corner, the other end is when the person give and he give also what he doesn't have. That means he give over that in the end he missing himself. That's also not a good giver. This is the two end that we are not trying to imitate.
What is
the highest level of giver is when the giver enjoy to give and the receiver enjoy to receive. The example is when a person give to his wife, he doesn't give on a condition what is in for me. He give because it's the right thing to do.
No, I mean when a person gives, although he gives something that he cannot give. What is an example for that?
Give something that he could not give. I did not say that.
This is the second one you mentioned.
Again, Nachamu, I'm going to repeat it for you. First giver that he give, he make you believe, he make you understand that he is the giver and you are the receiver, and he make you know, for sure that you will understand that he is the boss here and you just receiving from here. That's not a good receiver. The other receiver is that he give. How much we allowed to give? 20%. He give more than he allowed to. That in the end he missing himself. That's the second giver, that it's not a good giver either.
That's in money and in ruchnis. What is this? The person gives too much?
In everything that the person give, he need to give bemida. Everything need to be on the king's highway, in the golden path. Not to do anything extreme. Because if in the end you give, but in the end you're going to be missing yourself in anything. You're talking about spirituality, you're talking about physicality, you're talking about anything. When you give accordingly. In spirituality is nothing missing, because as much as you give, you receive more. The same thing in physicality, you just don't see it in the full action in the moment. The person need to give because it's the right thing to do. What does that mean? That means like a husband and wife getting married. Right? In the night of the marriage, 500 people dancing around them because they're going to the Yichud room. What do they do there? Everybody know what they do and what they're going to do there, but they're dancing anyway. What they dancing exactly? Any other part in life that the people are unite together, they do it under the table or quiet that nobody will know. But in the time of the wedding, everybody dancing around them to go to the Yichud room. Why? Because this is the unity of two souls that came together, that it happened once in a lifetime. And the light that they project into the universe is almost endless light in the same night that they are united together. Endless light that all the universe can receive. That means when a person gives, so in the same night of the wedding, when the husband and wife unite together, the husband gives, he is the male, the wife is the receiver, she is the female. Do you see anything happen from the female in the first night? Nothing. But the results will be in 9 months from now. That she's going to conceive a beautiful child. Mm-hmm. Nobody see it right away. The same thing, the reaction of the universe. He said, "Shlach lach mecha al pnei amayim ki birvot hayim timtzeu." Send your bread on the water, because in many days things will come back. You see, things will come back. This is what they call achayot ratzot vashov. The animal, the word, your word running out from your mouth and they're coming back. The same thing, your beam of your eyes. Whatever you do, whatever you send into the universe, come back to you. If it's a good eyes, he's going to be blessed. You say good words, Nevertheless, the Torah doesn't say don't confront, don't rebuke your friend. If you see your friend doing something that it's not right, you need to confront him, because in the end, if you sit quiet and he's going to keep falling on what he's doing, he's going to be part, you're going to have a part of this too, that you have an obligation that you did not confront him to tell him to stop. Or you see the child of your neighbor or your friend playing ball in the street, and you tell him, do not play ball in the street. If it will be your child, you're going to take him away from the street. But when you see another boy of somebody else, you need also to be caring for him like he's your own child. So whatever you do, you need to do to give, because it's the right thing to do. And in the end, the benefits of the universe, a person will see himself. 9 months from now, it will be a beautiful child. Maybe he did not see it. Maybe he did not expect it. Maybe, too many maybes. You need to live that whoever said, Vaya Olam, to do his part. You're going to do your part, you're going to do her part, and God's going to do his part. Yes?
What does it mean that no yoke on her is compared to her not being with anybody is compared to the Shekhinah?
That means that God doesn't let anybody dwell to the Shekhinah. The only one that be able to reveal the Shekhinah in the universe is you are.
Sounds like to be married is a yoke for the wife. That's what it's comparing. Sounds like that.
No. They say a husband is the yoke for the wife.
What does that mean?
That means that he has become to be just one of her child. What exactly you missing? The husband is one of the children in the end.
How does that relate to a yoke?
How? She need to attend to the children and she need to attend to her husband. She need to sustain this relation with her husband, and whatever it's need, she need to maintain that. Would you like to keep the phone close to you so you can shut it off when it's need? Thank you. Explanation. Pirush. Kvar yadata sheyesh bet matzavim b'malchut. Hi, what's the question?
Hi, Victoria. I just wanted to clarify. So the difference between like trying to not see anything bad, to like see everything, is not to see things in a negative way, and rebuking a friend. So can we know the difference? Basically, like if it's going to have a productive outcome, if it's I'm going to explain it, thank you.
So I do not want to spend time about rebuking somebody now, that we have a different classes for that, but to rebuke somebody, we have many conditions for that. First, the person that you're rebuking need to be willing to accept, and you need to know that he is going to listen to you 100%, and he will accept your rebuking. Otherwise, if you have any change that he is not, don't even go there. Send somebody else to rebuke him. That means you need to have somebody that he is close friend of him, so you're going to be able to receive from him. Because they said if you're going to rebuke the smart person, he's going to love you. If you're going to rebuke somebody else that he is not so smart, he's going to hate you. And we are not here to make enemies. We are here to make friends. So before you do any step like this, you need to think 10 times and do once. We're going to explain now about the red heifer. We're talking about the malchut. The malchut is the red heifer. We're talking about zir and pin, that this is the bull, that the shor moah, the golden calf. And you have the malchut, that this is the female side. כמו שהייתה ביום דלת במעשה בראשית בסוד הכתוב בית אורות גדולים. That means in the first, when God created the universe, in the day, the 4 days, The Torah tells us that he created the two big lights, that mean the moon and the sun. Sheuzei Abin Malchut, Malbishim Bet Kavei Abina, that mean that Zeir Anpin and Zeir Anpin and Malchut, the Malchut is the moon, Zeir Anpin is the sun, and both of them are getting the light from the Bina. Zeir Anpin Elbish Kav Yemin the Bina, the Zeir Anpin, the sun, was holding the right side of the Bina, the Malchut Kasmol the Bina, and the Malchut was the left side of Bina. Vezot Taita Malchut Gdola Kmo Zeir Anpin, the Malchut was exactly like Zeir Anpin, they've been equal. That means they shine equally. She was not receiving from Zeir Anpin, from the sun, she was receiving from the Bina, from above, the light. מאותו מקום שזיר אנפין היה מקבל, that means from the same spot that Zeir Anpin used to be receiving. הוא מצא בית לאחר מיעוט הירח, when it's coming into the second situation, we have, this is the one condition, the other condition is when the moon got lost his light. שאז נתמעתה והייתה למטה מזיר אנפין, that then the Malchut, the moon lost his light, and she, the moon, started to receive from Zeir Anpin, from the sun. ומקבלת ממנו, and she received from him. יש מעלה במצב האלף יותר מצב בית, and the second step, you have better quality than the first one. כי המצב האלף היא בשלמות המדרגה כמו זיר אנפין, and the first step, she, the moon is complete like the sun. The Malchut like the Zeir Anpin. ואומנם יש חיסרון גדול, that you have a big missing here. כי אז הייתה מבחינת חוכמה בלי חסדים. Then she was, when she was shined like the Zeir Anpin, she was חוכמה with no chesed. Just receiving חוכמה with no chesed. That's basically most of the lady today. That they are only, they want to hold the position equally, 50-50 with the husband. So they are חוכמה with no chesedim. ואין החוכמה שווה שבה יכולה להאיר בלי חסדים. And the חוכמה by her she cannot shine without chasadim. That means that they say that the lady, she is like the menorah. The menorah could be from gold. But if she doesn't have the oil and the wick, she doesn't have a husband, she cannot shine. והיא חושך. And this is darkness, when the Malchut have the light that she projected. ועל כן כתרגה. That reason she complained. Even though that she was, she have everything, she had a vessel like a lady, she have a vessel like a menorah, a vessel from gold, but she cannot light, she cannot shine. And she complained, ויש מעלה במצב הבית, and you have the quality in the second step, in the other option after the seven days of creation, שאז יש לה חסד מזיר אנפין, שערת החוכמה שבה מתלבשת בו ומהירה בשבע. That means that when she received from the Zeir Anpin, she received the chesed. And when the chesed is come, she be able to shine. Basically, with the chesed of the husband, the lady could get pregnant. אמנם יש חיסרון במה שנתמעתה ונעשית מדרגה תחתונה לזיר אנפין. Yeah, you have some missing things that she become to be below her husband, and she, the second step after Zeir Anpin, אין לה מעצמה כלום, אין לה מה שמקבל מזיר אנפין. Why? Because she nothing from herself, she have nothing from herself, and everything that she have is only what her husband will give her. והנה פרה אדומה, הם סוד המלכות מבחינת מצב א'. The red heifer, this is the Malchut in the first steps. That means in the fourth days to the creation. וזה שאמר, אשר אין במום, that he said that he have no blemish, כדאמר, קלה יפה, ראיתי הומן בה, that he saw a beautiful bride, and is no blemish there. כי אז במצב האלף, שהיא מלבישה את קו השמאל דבינה, in the first situation before, in the four days of the creation, that she getting dressed like the first step, like the first time, she received constantly from Bina, from Hashem, all the light. ומקבלת ממנה חוכמה, that she received all the חוכמה from there. אבל בשביל החוכמה אינה יכולה להאיר בה, even though that she cannot shine this חוכמה. מכל מקום, מבחינת עצמה, היא בתכלית השלימות ואין במום. That means that the lady, even that she is a gold vessel, and she cannot be able to shine to the universe, But from herself, she feels complete. וכולה יפה, and she is all full and light and complete. מערת החוכמה שיונקת מקו השמאל בינה, that means that she, by receiving this light, she feels good with herself. That means the lady, she is the left side, and when she receives the left side, she is contained with that. וזה אשר לא עלה עליה עול, על כתיב, עול כתיב, הדבר אחר, והנאום הגבר הוא קם על, כי הוא קם על פירוש חסד, הנקרא עול, כמו שאמר תיקוני זוהר, וצומו, וצונו של על סיסית, מסיטרה דימינה, להתאמר בה, הוא קם על דתמן כל ברכן לימינה, ועל, ואין שם, כי המצב האלף, עוד לא קיבלה מלכות עליה אור החסד מזיר אנפין, הנקרא עול. That means that the lady, she is a beautiful bride, she is have no blemish, everything is perfect, that's before she unites with her husband. And after, that's before she receives the light of the righteousness from her husband. אלא שהייתה אז בחוכמה בלי חסד כנל. וזה שאמר, מת בגין דהי שלומי אל אמוני ישראל, כלומר מפני שהיא נמצאת מצב האלף שהמלכות נקראת אמונה וזה שמה נקראת, שנקראת ישראל הם בשלמות אחד שזה יורה השם שלומי אמוני ישראל כי מצב האלף המלכות גדולה ושלמה כמו זירנפין ועל כן אינה צריכה להזדבג עם זירנפין אלא מקבלת ממנה מבינה וזה סוד אשר לא עלה עליה עול שהוא זירנפין, וזה שאמר עליה לאו הוא אלא עימה, כי זירנפין אינו אז למעלה מן המלכות, אלא בדרכה שווה עם המלכות וזה שאמר, אשר לא עלה עליה עול, דיינו אתלי בתולת ישראל, וכן בתולה ואיש לא ידעה כי מצב העלה במלכות בסוד בתולה שאינה מזדבקת עם זירנפין אלא מקבלת שפעה מן הבינה, ועל כן המלכות היא בתולה כי לא עלה על העול, שהוא זירנפין, וסוד שרבת הפרה עד לאפר, וזה שאמר שמצב האלף אינו יכול להתקיים. והיא מתמעטת עד לנקודה, וחוזרת ונבנית מצב הבד, מצב הזה כל קיומה. So he's saying like this, he's saying the מלכות, the cow, in the beginning was like the two light, two big light. After this, the yoke that she took, she got married. The only way that this marriage can take place, when you take in the cow and you burn the cow to ashes, that she have nothing from herself. And for to be able to this happen, she need to make herself like a dots. That's what they call the masach dechirik. איזה אישה חכמה עושה רצון בעלה. A smart lady does the will of the husband. What does it mean? That means that she make herself as a dots. She make herself a vessel only for her husband needs. To be willing to receive the light of the wisdom from him. And if she does that, everything worked perfectly. That means, what is the Masach Dechirik? The Masach Dechirik is the explanation, if you look in a computer, anybody that have a computer, you know that they have pixel in the screen. The resolution, it depends how many pixels you got in one square inch. As more dots in a square in one square inch, the resolution is better. That means that the lady, what is the screen does? The screen is only the consistency of the screen is there for to be able to project back the light what the projector put on her. The husband is the projector. The wife, she is the screen. She need to be in a good consistency to be able to reflect the light of her husband into the universe. And if she does that, this is what they call to get in, down to ashes. That by have no reality from herself, only the reality of her husband, she be able to be a vessel to build a trust in home in Am Israel. That means the reality of the lady, when she want to be able to influence the universe, she need to be like the red heifer. That's the reason you need to burn it to ashes, to dust, to a dust. And if she, the lady take these dots, she'll be able to build, a screen that she project everything that her husband give her into the universe. Basically, she taking whatever the husband give her, and she make from that light, and she shine on the husband constantly. And that's what the universe see on the, from the husband. The universe see whatever she shine back to him. And this is what's the reality of the world. That means that the reality is that the husband need to be a husband for his wife to be able to be a wife. And if the guy is not a husband to project the light to his wife in 100% with no doubt, she will not going to be able to make herself a screen, a dots. That means to be ashes, for to be able to be a full light, a full wife for him.
So basically, if he does without understanding, then she could be...
No. If a person does with no understanding, that's exactly what he need to do. He just need to give, because it's the right thing to do, not with any other reason. Okay, we're going to continue. We are in a page Chet, חף א' ונתתם אותה אל אלעזר That means you need to give it to אלעזר ומשום שמצוותה בסגן that her mitzvah והוא הכהן הגדול that means that he is the high priest ומדוע מהו הטעם what is the reason for that לאלעזר ולא לאהרון why to אלעזר and not to אהרון ומשיב אל אהרון הוא שושבין של המלכה that אהרון he is the שושבין he is the assistant of the queen ועל כן אינו ראוי למעשה הפרה שהוא דין that reason he is not been willing not, does not deserve to do to burn the cow to ashes that this is judgment ועוד שאהרון אינו בא מצד טהור and especially that Aaron is not coming from the side of the purity side because he did the Aaron that is coming from the side that he is judgment ועוד שאהרון אינו בא מצד טהור that Aaron doesn't come from the side of the purity אלא מצד הקדוש that he is coming from the side of the קדושה משום שהפרה האדומה באה לטהרה ועל כן לא ניתנה לו and because this cow coming for to purify and not for any other reason That's the reason this cow was not been given to him. וכל דבר שבפרה הזו, שהיא המלכות, היא בשבע זין כבוסין וכו'. That means everything that is included with this cow, we're talking about שהיא בשבע, that's the seven. The seven זין כבוסין וכו'. That means the seven thing that it's hidden there, the spirit. וקרל אמן, we already explained that. מהו הטעם? הוא משום שהמלכות היא שבע שני שמיטה. That we're talking about the מלכות. The מלכות is the 7 years of שמיטה. שכוללת 7 ספירות חסד גבורת תפארת נצח הוד סוד מלכות. That this שמיטה including 7 ספירות חסד גבורת תפארת נצח הוד. יסוד ומלכות that she is including 7 ספירות those are ספירות that חסד גבורה תפארת נצח הוד יסוד ומלכות And that's what they call Bat Sheva. ועל כן כל מעשיה בשבע, and that's the reason the Malchut, all her action with seven. Come and see. בואו ראה. כל מה שנעשה מפרה הזו הוא כדי לתאר. Everything that been done from this cow is only to purify it. ולא לקדש, and not to do anything in הקדושה. ואבל פי שניתנה לסגן הכהנים שהוא אלעזר, that even though that been given to the assistant, that he is the assistant of the Kohanim, that this is Eliezer, Elazar HaKohen, who eno shochet ve'eno soref. Sorry, he is not slaughtering and he is not burning the cow. Kedei shelo yimatze din mitzido, that he is not going to be any judgment from his side. V'chol sheken Aaron shehu b'madriga shlema, the same thing Aaron, that he is in a complete level. יותר מאלעזר, that he is higher than אלעזר, שאינו צריך להימצא שם ולהזדמן שם, that he doesn't need to be there and he doesn't need to come there even. אין פרה זו, אין דיסקאו, כיוון שנעשית אפר, because she become to be the מסך דחיריק, she become to be a dust, צריכים להשליך בה עץ, ארז ואזוב ושני תולעת, we need to put into these things a piece of erez, of a tree, of an erez tree, ve'ezov, and this ezov, that this is like the little grass that grow from the wall, ushni tolat, ve'elu kvar lamadnu she'asaf ish tahor, ve'lo kadosh, ve'iniach mechutz l'machane makom tahor. So we're talking about that we take in and we add these things into this ashes of the cow, and we say that we're looking for a person that he is going to take it and for the outside of the camp, and this person need to be pure and not an holy person. Ki eno nikra tor ela mitzad shehi techilat ame. That means that the person cannot call a pure person unless in the beginning he called unpure. That means that the person, she have the capacity to take something that it's unpure and make it pure. And when you take something that it's unpure and you make it pure, but they take something that is pure and make it unpure. Completely opposite. So the call, the secret of all, זה שכתוב, למי נידה חטאתי. That the water of Nida, this is what they call the חטאת. הוא משום שכל דינים התחתונים וכל אלו הבאים מצד התאומה, that means all the judgment, that everything comes from the other side, from the negativity side, מקבלים כחום מן המלכות. They are receiving this heat from the מלכות. בעת שנגד מצד האחר, when the time that she receiving from the other side. דהיינו מצד השמאל, כמו שהייתה במצב האלף, that means from the left side, like she was in the same situation in the seventh day of creation, in the four days of the creation. ויושבת בדין, and she sit in judgment. כמו שאמר, מלאה דם עוד שנה מחלב, that means that the lady either could be full of judgment, or either that she could be full of milk. If she is alone, she is full of judgment, always. And if she is married with children, she is like blessing with milk. As kol adinim shel tzad atuma, then all the judgment from the other side, mitorerim umitalim veshurim baolam, they rising and they are awakening and they sustain themselves in the universe. Kevan she'osim ma'aseh ha'i, because we do this act של שריפת הפרה, that we burn the cow, that means that this lady are willing to accept her husband and to receive from him and to be willing to be the masach, the dots of the universe. למטה below that, וכל הדין הזה נעשה מקום הזה, and all this judgment been done in this place, בפרה הזו, in this cow, ומשליחים עליה עץ אזוב, that we put on her a tree, a small piece of tree of אזוב, אז נחלש הכוח שלהם, then the strength of the other side getting weaker and weaker. של צד התומעה בכל מקום ששורים הם הנשברים ונחשים, that means that the other side, the left side, the impurity, every place that they are, they're going to be destroyed and get weak. ובורחים משם, they run away from there, כי כוח הזה שלהם נראה להם, ואז אינם שורים באדם ולא, והוא טהור. That means all this, whatever it looked to them, because of this dust of the cow, and they see what happened to the cow, then they're running away, all the negativity ran away from this person and he stayed pure. That means that when God take, they said, "En po anut ba'al ha'olam ela b'shil Yisrael." A destruction doesn't come to the universe just for the Jewish nation. The same thing is that God took and put the 10 plagues on Egypt. For which reason? So the people, the children of Him, are going to see how strong is God. And then they're going to do tshuva. The same thing, God doesn't bring anything to the universe, any plagues, unless this is for the people to be awakened, to come close to Him. And that's exactly when the lady are willing to do what it takes for to build a trust in home and to bear children and to dwell God into her life. That's exactly what the universe needs. That's exactly when everybody looking around, she only carried the chasadim of the husband and all her judgment going away. But if the lady stayed the way she is and she's not willing to receive her husband, the chesed, she's going to be full judgment all the time. ואם כבעל כן נקרא מי נידה, and that's what they call the water of נידה, שפרושו מים לטהר, כשהעולם שורה בדין בצד התומעה נתפשט בעולם, that the universe is in judgment and the other negativity side are spread all over the universe, כמו בתומעת נידה, like in the impurity of נידה. כאן נכללו כל מיני תומעה וכל מיני טהרה. That means in this category, bringing all the part that the people are doing purity or unpurity. ומשום זה תומעה וטהרה הן כלל עליון של התורה. And that because that reason that the purity and unpurity, this is the highest concept of level of the Torah. והם ידעו החברים, the friend already talked about it, אמר רבי שמעון, רבי שמעון said, אלעזר עשית שלא יאמרו החברים דבר אחריך, כי מרוב החוכמה והשלמות שבדבריך התביישו לומר דבריהם. He's saying that he spoke, רבי שמעון tell to רבי אלעזר, he's saying that he spoke and he did very nice and very good, and he said all the friend of yours from the all the wisdom that you gave them and the completion of your word, they're going to be ashamed to say any word after you. That means, when we learn in Torah, we are in the time that Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we are in the Sefirat HaOmer we just finished, and they said that the student of Rabbi Akiva died 24,000. Why they died? They didn't want to share the Torah. And everybody want to influence each other. And everybody want to influence only to learn for himself. And to show how good is he in the Torah. Maybe that's not what they purpose to fix and to make the correction. Only the 7 Talmidim after this Rabbi Akiva went around the world, the Eretz Israel, and they spread Torah. He said, "Gam mizeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yadcha." You really don't know who is the student going to be able to carry the Torah and to be able to make it happen. You can teach many people Torah, but most of them can lose the path. The same thing here. Rabbi Akiva teach this year 24,000 students, but not from them. The Yeshua came. The Yeshua came from a completely different side. Yeshua came from these 7 students of him, that they be able to carry the Torah, that they spread it. It was no missing Torah in Am Israel after that, but the 24,000 couldn't do it. So, any question? Please.
So, if you're learning Torah Lishma, and you're also teaching everybody, how do you know that you're learning Torah Lishma if you're learning, teaching everybody?
Beautiful question. If you are married a wife, and you have a relationship with her, how do you know that your relation with your wife was pure for Lashem Shamayim? How do you know? Very simple. Look at the children. And then you can tell everything. The same thing here. If a person wants to know if it's Lashem Shamayim, you need to see the results. If the result is Lashem Shamayim, if the end is good, it's all good.
So if he removes himself, basically, in the Torah learning.
He removes himself complete. It's not him. A person cannot be pride on anything.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu, just the voice.
Not in his strength, not in his wisdom, nothing in it. Just to be proud to be Eved Hashem. That he could be here to project only the light of God. So Bezrat Hashem, that we're all going to be able to sustain this light and to project this light of God to every side of the universe, especially to our wife, that she is the Shechina, she is the Malchut. She needs to create, to sustain herself as the Masach Dechirik, to project back up to the dots what God gave her. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to have a holy wife. They said, thanks to a holy wife, we left Egypt. Thanks to a holy wife, we're going to live when Mashiach will come. So Bezrat Hashem, that this wife is going to be very holy and going to be able to show us the way to help us to bring in Mashiach, Tzidkenu, ולראות בינה בין המגש מירה בימינו, אמן. Thank you everybody for watching, thank you everybody for coming. Have a good חודש, חודש תמוז today. God's going to bless you, יוסף לכם ככם אלף פעמים, ויברך אתכם ויוסיף לכם. רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, וכל מעשיכם יהיו לשם שמיים, מירה בימינו, אמן.
אמן.